Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Jordan Patswold. Once a month, we get the chance to speak with Lori Renton from LR Future Insurance and Investments about some of the things you can get taken care of at LR Future. And there really is a lot. And well, Lori, it's great to see you once again. Merry Christmas. We're getting that close to the time of year, of course. So first off, though, I know this month, I know a lot of people, two things are on the mind. Although winter hasn't been that scary this year. They're thinking about travel. And also at the end of the year, there's certain deadlines that come up in pertaining to tax years and all the rest of it. So we're going to dive into a little bit of both today. I guess bring us up to speed on things about travel first of
all. Well, that's awesome, Jordan. It's great to be here and Merry Christmas to you as well. I always enjoy my half hour at the Rock on talking on All You Ever Wanted to Know, but I just want to make a comment. We just got the magazine the other day from The Rock, and it is literally beautiful. So good job to the people that organized and created that, and also to the who printed it. I think Custom Printers, it said on there, had printed it. The quality's amazing. So kudos to all of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So getting down to travel insurance, now this is something that's really crucial, and I often say to people, we're Blue Cross Group Medical. We have another company that we've just taken on, and just looking at a fourth one so that we can cover all your needs. When you're leaving the country, that's the first thing you think. Well, it's not the first thing people think about. They often don't think about it, but you think of travel insurance specifically just for leaving the country. What's really becoming important, Jordan, is that we did a training with the new company we just brought on board, and they told us the story of someone leaving Saskatchewan,
okay,
going to another province in Canada, and having a $48,000 ambulance bill. It had to come out of their pocket because they didn't have travel insurance. So they think if you think you're staying in your own country, you don't need it, it's not true. Your Saskatchewan Health only covers so much. So beware. If you have a Blue Cross plan, group medical plan, any of that stuff, come into the office, check with us, let us tell you a little bit about it. And if you don't have the VIP travel on your Blue Cross, add it on for as little as it costs. Add it on. It's a couple bucks a month, and then you're automatically covered for 30 days no matter where you go.
Yeah, well, that's good because a lot of people will be traveling, and maybe it's not even just a matter of traveling internationally, but maybe they are going to see relatives elsewhere, or maybe they're going to fit in a ski trip over the school break, something to that effect, especially a ski trip, I mean.
Something that could cause a broken leg, you know, those kind of things. But it's pretty amazing. Even when you're traveling out of Canada and you're going to these destinations where you go scuba diving and I don't know, some of the other extreme stuff that people do.
Parasailing, maybe.
Yeah, honestly, you guys, sometimes in these travel plans, you've got to make sure that the plan you own or you're buying covers you for that stuff because you're taking on risk, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so those are things to check in. That's as far as travel goes. All I can say is get in, buy your travel insurance, make sure you know what you have. Some people go, well, I already got coverage on my visa. Well, you got coverage on there. Do you know what you have? And then often people will go longer than what the coverage is for their trip that they've got covered already. So let's say Blue Cross VIP is 30 days and you're going for 50 days.
Yeah.
You've got to top that up. So my idea is always try and top up with the company that you've got your first coverage with. And because often if you're covered for 30 days and day 29 something happens, the new carrier that's going to take on your day 31 won't cover that pre-existing condition.
Oh.
So I say stay with the same company. You know, just come in and talk to us. We'll give you some guidance and go from there.
Well, that's good. And also, I know, too, people need to make sure they build in a little extra time as well. We've heard of all sorts of different things that have caused delays in flights, whether it might be, I know, late last year or it was a hurricane that kept people stranded for extra periods of time. These sorts of insurances can also help people out if terms of extra night stay in hotels, things like that, food costs as well, in the event that a trip has to be extended for some sort of reason.
Well, that would be trip interruption, and that's a really good one, Jordan. I think you sold this stuff. You seem to know it so well. Trip interruption is, yeah, exactly. A volcano goes off. Something happens to a flight. You can't go. That's trip interruption. Often, if it's a flight in an airline, they'll put you up in a hotel, but there's trip cancellation. What if you booked a trip, and it's costing you $3,000, and then all of a sudden a close family member dies or gets really ill, and you can't go? So look at cancellation, look at interruption, get the quotes, find out the cost, because often you think, oh, it's going to cost too much, so you don't bother with it.
Mm-hmm.
So we did one the other day, and it was like $90, and it was a $5,000 trip, and it was $90. So, you know, like, it pays to do that. If you're spending $5,000 on a trip,
yeah,
put a little bit of coverage on it. So.
Well, and I know sometimes the people, they just want to get booking that trip. The deal seems so awesome when they're booking on a site, and then at the very end, then there's all those things that pop up that are the options to, oh, this is adding more and more cost to my trip. And some of those things I know people just glance over is something like the option, like, would you like insurance? Because they see the amount and like, oh man, is it really that much? Well, that's where, you know, they can decline the option there on that website, but just know you can seek out elsewhere chances to protect yourself.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, when you're buying this stuff online, and I know we have it online, we go online and we buy it with you, but at least we know the product and we know what's going on. So another thing is baggage. You go on a trip, you've got your bags and everything with you. You just think, oh, my house insurance will cover it if it, and which it will, but you got a $500 or $1,000 deductible, then you have a claim, so you don't get your claims-free discount. So you buy baggage coverage under your trip cancellation or your trip carrier.
Neat.
So those are other options. So those are key to travel.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure if you're traveling out of the province that you check in and make sure you've got something.
All right. Lori Renton again with LR Future Insurance and Investments joining us on All You Ever Wanted to Know. End of the year also means some other deadlines are approaching. Things like, one thing I know for sure, if people want to make a contribution to TFSA, that is by the calendar, December 31st. It has to be in before then. But there are other things, too, that exist where you get a little bit more grace if you're very much consumed in the holidays getting things done. I understand things like RSPs and things like that.
Yeah.
A little bit of extra time into the new year to get that stuff taken care of, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, really, when it comes to December 31st, the main things to think about is if, you know, if you've got something with a nice big gain or something with a loss and you want to offset some taxes, RIF payments for older people, you know, what's that look like? If you're turning 71 this year, what does that look like for me to set up my RIF? The deadline's December 31st if you're turning 71. Anybody listening? We've got some great products there. But yeah, those are the key. Those are pretty much the key year end. Now, when it goes into RSP season, which we don't even want to think about right now because we're in the midst of celebrating Christmas, spending time with family, yada, yada, not spending money on RSPs. But I really want to make a point of letting people know that this year with RSPs, with the golden opportunities in the SASC works, like we do many RSPs, but these are the labor-sponsored funds.
Okay.
This is the last year that they will pay the full 35% tax break. So when you buy an RSP, Jordan, and you're in a 40% tax bracket, let's say you spend $5,000, that's all you can buy, you get $2,200 for your tax deduction for your RSP, but they give you an extra 35% tax break, 20 from the province, 15 from the federal, and that total deduction on $5,000 is $3,950. So this is the last year of 35%, and then the Saskatchewan government's pulling down a little bit. It's going down to 17.5 on the provincial side and still staying 15.
Okay.
So it's not a lot less. It's 32.5. So, but one other thing is the government also allocates and says you can only sell this much of this product in your province. Well, we have over 1 million people now, and it's 40 million. For 2017, next year it's only going to be $35 million.
Mm.
So another thing is, too, and we've run off our maturity list, because if you have money with Golden SASC Works, call us. If you don't have a broker or anything, call us. We'll check if it's due, because you can roll that money over and get the 35% tax break again.
Okay.
Or here's something even better. If you've got a stagnant RSP account sitting in a term deposit at the bank or somewhere that's just kind of lull, bring it over and you can get 35% on your money immediately by transferring it over. Now, the big deal is that when you're in a labor-sponsored fund, it's an eight-year hold. But, I mean, if you're planning for your retirement and saving for retirement, that's what this is about.
And that's when you say an eight-year hold, that's to get the full benefit of
35%.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't mean you can take it out, but you got to pay back the 35%. So, those are things to think about. And we go through that with you. And, of course, if it's the only thing you're investing in with us, then it's considered high risk, you know, speculative, stuff like that, because you're only in Saskatchewan. But another avenue that we take, which I want to let people know, is one of our philosophies at LR Future is to go with what's called core and explore. And what Corn Explore is I will go through a questionnaire with you. We see your risk tolerance. We see that your, you know, medium is pretty common. Mm-hmm. So we look at you and we put the core of your money. So let's say you come in with a $50,000 portfolio. We put the core of it, depending on all the questions and how everything's answered, we'll put the core into something like, it's called a granite fund. It seeks capital appreciation, which we all want that, right? We put 50 grand in, we want that capital to grow. But it invests primarily in equity mutual funds with less money in a fixed income portfolio. So it allows it to be kind of a stable portfolio. That would be your core. But here's the exciting part in the Explore side. I don't know if you've heard of Will Danoff. Have you heard of Will Danoff on TV? They've got him on the commercials.
Little boy
writes him a letter and says, thank you for giving me this return.
Oh, okay.
On his money. So Will Danoff now is available in Canada. He was in U.S., but the fund that he had in the U.S., in 1990, somebody invested 10 grand. So when you think of 12.7 return down to 9.9%, you go, okay, well, it's a few percent, no big deal, right, in our minds. Do you know what the difference was? By 2016, that $10,000 in Will Danoff's fund was 228 grand. In the S&P, which is the U.S. market, It was only 120.
Wow.
So he way, way outperformed the index. So sometimes people think they're safe just sitting in an index. You have to have some people with some guts and some ideas for opportunities and the way to approach investing. So we use Will Danoff's Insights Fund. It's called the Insights Fund in Canada. And we use that one a lot. And to date, it's only 6-7 months old. It's done 12% already. But here's some of its holdings. Facebook, Alphabet, Amazon, PayPal, Netflix, Apple, Visa.
Like, and I think that Alphabet one is actually Google. It's just the code Google. Word for yeah. it or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it is. So there's an example, you guys, of everything that is available that's all managed under one roof. So this old put all your eggs in one basket, it's not true. It's like, don't put everything in one basket in one type of product or one this. If you go into stuff like this and we use the Granite Fund for your core and the Insights portfolio for your or fund for your Explore, you're diversified immensely because just the Insights Fund has 165 stocks. Those are just the 10 that I mentioned now of their top holdings.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of investment philosophy. So, and Will Danoff's brilliance. Of course, I had to buy that fund as soon as it came out. So That's a great opportunity for RSP season.
Okay. And it's really fascinating as well, just in terms of that one, I know, just because this sort of thing allows people to really get that foothold and just even taking that first step in the door with realizing what the potential of what their money is when looking at investments and putting some money away to let it grow. Because without something like interest, I know people hate the word when they're talking about paying their loans interest, but on the flip side, the possibilities it can do for you when you use it in terms of putting money away for the future, that's when interest can become your friend.
Yeah. You know, Jordan, it's funny how you just kind of walk right into, you're a fabulous radio guy here. I was just looking at a brochure that we've got because we're doing a campaign on a mortgage done differently. So when you're just talking about, you know, interest, people don't like it when it's on the debt side. But when it's on your cash side, they love interest because it's your money's making money.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just briefly touch on this because I want to talk a little bit about some things we have happening in the new year.
Sure.
But Uncovering the Mortgage Truth with Manulife One. It's a mortgage done differently. So there's traditional mortgages and there's all-in-ones. When I work with a client doing all-in-one, it's an innovative all-in-one mortgage, line of credit, bank account. It's much more flexible than a traditional mortgage.
Okay.
So it's about, and then I use my behavioral cash flow planning tool, and I work with you on an all-in-one in the behavioral cash flow planning because I believe, you know, we don't want to just go, oh, we're going to do this all-in-one and then never pay it down. You got to put a plan in place. So the behavioral cash flow planning or certified cash flow specialist, which I am, takes you through a 10-step process with the discovery process to guide you through so that you're aware of your money habits.
Okay.
Because otherwise, you know, when you get a line of credit, we can just max it right out and go buy this and buy that. And next thing you go, oh my gosh, I'm in worse debt than I was.
Mm.
So I think that's an important thing to think about.
Okay.
And then, you know, one thing I wanted to say, can money buy happiness? Maybe not, but saving it can.
Hmm.
And we did a little booklet that goes out to some restaurants, and it's, what do people who save say? 92%, Jordan, say they can confidently face the unknown. 89% they feel proud when they're saving money, 84% feel independent, and 78% they realize their life goals because they are saving that money. And the percentage of people who say saving money makes them very happy, 57% that have saved $100,000, they're happy that they've saved that money. So chances are the more you save, the happier you will be. So it's not, does money make me happy? But saving it for the dreams and the aspirations and the family events and all the adventures and memories that we create is what it'll do. Or giving back.
True.
You know, some people, they're all about, I had a young couple in the other day, and they said giving back is important. They want to help poor countries. They want to do all this. That's their reason for wanting to create wealth.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of the new year, I know lots going to be happening with LR using some of the, well, the full space that you have available to you at the building on Broadway Street West. Tell us what you have planned down at LR Future in the new year.
Okay, well, the cool thing is that I believe I do a lot of one-on-one, and I'm just going, it's not hitting enough people. And when you do stuff with 10, 12 people, it's amazing the questions one person asks that another's too shy to ask that they get their answer, right? So we're going to do some workshops.
Okay.
Some of them will include, you know, fund companies coming down, you know, this Will Danoff Fund. We have someone come down and speak about that. But that's specific stuff. This is going to be more, we're going to have a Life Matters Learning Center. And some of the workshops that are coming up are creating your vision for each area of your life. Come and see, come and make your dreams come true. So it's creating their dreams with a vision. So it's a vision board workshop.
Okay.
But it's how it guides you to where you want to go in finances, right?
Mm-hmm.
Points of view, being in control of your money is priceless. This, everything is possible. So the points of view training is, it's cards and it's pictures and it's words. And it's amazing how when you look at that and you look at these pictures and go, where'd your money beliefs come from? It's like, wow. And you go through a process. So we're going to be doing that workshop. The other one is the Enneagram. What is the unconscious motivations that are underlying our behavior? So when it comes to money and we're a spendthrift or we're this or we hate debt or we love debt or we got too much debt, your money personality is pretty important. Certified cash flow specialist, I do that automatically when I do the all-in-one mortgages. Funding your dreams with a cash flow plan. So that I like to do with people over a 12-month period.
Okay.
But we start in 3 months because I think it's about building a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is expression of your power. What are your money beliefs? Believe and your beliefs will create the fact. I met up with a woman named Laura Langmeyer out of Tahoe. And this is where I've gotten all this stuff from. So I belong to her big table as a little girl. She always said, you know, on the farm in Nebraska, she would sit and they had a little table for the kids. She would never sit at the little table. She always sat at the big table with the adults. So now I've met her hand on in Calgary. She married a Canadian. So I'm working with some of the stuff that she does with Bob Proctor and just getting it out there. Because a lot of people, they're going, well, how do I get a hold of Laura Langmeyer? How can I be part of that team?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be. I'm here to help you go through that. So,
okay.
So anyway, those are just a few of the workshops. And then the other thing that we're going to look for, Jordan, is if people are looking for workshops,
yep,
or they have ideas on things they want to learn, let us know. We'll put something together.
Okay.
So that's a big part of the new year in 2018 with LR. So what I would do is say, call the office, 783-7737, and let Wendy know that you're interested in getting information on the workshops. Give mm-hmm. us your email. Then that way we can keep you in line. We also have a Life Matters Facebook page called Life Matters.
Okay.
Go and friend that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll keep up on some of the stuff that's going. So we're looking for a few different avenues we can take to get you in tuned.
Now, are you expecting, like, say, a couple to come together? Can it just be one of them? What's your hope, really?
You know, it can. My hope is that couples will come together because one of the biggest things I do with the discovery process, a lot of the discovery process I do is with couples.
Mm-hmm.
And when they start looking at their different money personalities, it brings a connection of harmony to them talking about this stuff. It'll cause a bit of chaos initially because people think differently. But my goal is to see people come in couples.
Awesome.
You know, so we'll do some specific to couples.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe one has to be drug in, but that's okay.
Is there an expectation that people come like for all of them, one at a time?
One at a time, of course. It'll be one at a time. And it's not like you do one, you have to take the next one, you have to take the next one. It's nothing to do with that. It's
okay. Where
is your frame of mind and what stands out for you? Because it really all ends up in the same result in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Is just how do we get to those results and what are the little steps we need to take to get to the big dreams that we want to? Because we got little dreams, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we work on those little dreams to get to the big dream, like owning a cabin at the lake, like even in the cash flow planning, I give you a little card that looks like a credit card and you put it in your wallet and you've written on there what your cash flow plan is for.
Mm.
Next thing you know, you're going to buy a pair of shoes, let's say, Jordan, and you go, I don't really need these shoes. I got a cash flow plan. I want to own a cabin for my family. You don't spend that $40 or $50.
Hmm.
So it's like I said, it's more of a behavioral thing. It's just being aware.
Is there a typical time that you are going to be doing these workshops?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to probably look because days are busy. We'll probably look at a lot of them being 2-hour sessions in the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we'll do is there's a few of them that are longer term. So we'll do maybe one on a Saturday. We might do one and go to corporations and companies and say, send some of your team members and it'll be like a half a day.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll do, there's going to be all types. So whatever fits your plan, you can do.
And hope of having one every, so what would you say?
Well, we would like to host one every 6 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. Every 6 weeks. And then, because what's going to happen from here, Jordan, is you come to this gives you the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, okay, now I am interested in a dream board and I'm interested in keeping going with my dream board and looking at different areas of your life on a dream board. Well, then we might do a second one that's more about, you know, other stuff that you're looking at in other areas of your life. Enneagram, mm-hmm. the personality work. Oh, that thing, you can do that for 5 years into the future. I've been doing it for 5 years just with learning about me and my money behavior and my behaviors and different things. And the way you grow is unbelievable. So that'll be ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we look for some people that have the expertise in some of the fields and get them here and,
right. You
know, just kind of enhance it that way. And then that would become a bigger group. So we could do something like that in a bigger hall.
Well, and group sessions, I know, too, can then lead to more, I guess, intimate conversations with people, the face-to-face of just someone dealing with someone such as yourself. There's that opportunity then as follow-ups and where exactly they want to put their money. They don't have to worry about letting everyone know in the room of their plans or their decisions. That can still be done separately at a different time.
Definitely. And that's what this is about. This is rather than you just coming, not really knowing what you need. I had an aunt send her niece in. She lives with her. She sent her niece in to see me. This kid thought she was just coming to give me something that said, I'm going to take $25 a month out of her check. She walked out an hour later and she said, I have never learned so much in my life. This is so cool.
Mm.
It's not boring. It's fun. And that's what I'd say, you know, Jordan, we've always been so kind of, you look at the debt in Canada right now for Canadians. And then all of a sudden we got the federal government coming out. We got these debt courses that you can take. Well, they sure are allowed to get there, right? But now we're going to help you get out of debt. I think it's something that you can have an awareness and not even get to that point. And the more we learn, guess what? You look at you, Jordan, you have young children. Guess who's learning from you?
Mm.
Those little people.
So,
you know, we don't have to pick up the habits that our grandparents and our parents had. Some of them had great habits.
Sure.
Some of them had not so good habits. But we don't have to pick up those habits, and we have to know those are not our beliefs.
Mm. All right. Again, joining us today on All You Ever Wanted to Know, Lori Renton from LR Future Insurance and Investments. Lots going on. You can stop on by 7 Broadway Street West. Give them a call, 306-783-7737. And also, there was also one more thing you wanted to give a quick rundown of, Lori.
The conversion on the Blue Cross and the group medical plans, when you're leaving a job, so many people are retiring today. And you know what, Jordan? I've seen more 50 and 55-year-olds retire from their job.
Mm.
Like, retirement's a yucky word because it means putting the cows out to pasture. But transitioning, they're getting out of something they've gone to for 30 years and saying, I don't want to be here anymore. I want to be a little more free. Doesn't mean they're not going to be making money doing other things.
Sure.
It's just now they're able to take their passion. So when you leave, the biggest deal is if you're on medication and you're on these things, there's carry forward plans. I'm just going to call it carry forward. They're different names with different companies. Please, if you're leaving a company, you're leaving a plan, within 60 days, you have to let us know that you want to convert that plan to your own health plan. And there's no health questions asked.
Oh, okay.
So remember that, 60 days. It used to be 30. It's 60 now, but I still want you to think 30 because just to get on it.
Wonderful. So there you have it. Another opportunity available to you at LR Future. And Lori, thanks so much as always. Great to chat again. Quick reminder for people though, because we won't get to talk to you until the new year. If people want to take care of things before the end of this year, what sort of things do they need to look at before
so
that
just
December
look at
31st?
Is there anything you want to trigger? Do you want to buy a tax-free savings? I mean, even if you didn't, honestly, Jordan, buy the tax-free before December 31st. You can buy it in January and you can buy back all the years you haven't bought.
Okay.
So don't worry about that, but I highly recommend tax-free savings as an idea for retirement plan, not just a savings plan. So when you talk to me and we talk to you about this stuff, you'll see how good these products are and what you can be buying with them. So yeah, it's not a major sense of urgency. If you got a stock that's made a big bunch of money or a stock that's lost money and you want to offset some stuff like that, that's important.
Okay.
But you can talk to your stockbroker or your accountant about that.
Excellent. Well, again, thanks so much, Lori. All the best going into 2018. We'll chat again soon.
Well, thank you, Jordan. And always remember, saving money makes you happy. It's not the money, it's saving it. So Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
It's all you ever wanted to know on The Rock 98.5. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.